So yes, the rail, we do have one quote, $4,500 from AP Industries. They're the ones that put in the window and have worked on the roof for us. I did contact the artist, but he came and looked, and I called him because I hadn't heard from him, but I haven't heard back from the call. I think we need to get one more quote for that.
$4,500 for this walkway right here.
For is that. It both sides? Or
no, it would just be on one side.
It just seems a lot.
It does. I was going to ask if someone knew someone else would.
Let me see if I can get Lonnie in here.
Okay. Because it took him a while to come up there, and then he did, and then I didn't hear from him, and I did call him, and I had to leave a message.
And so it's wrought iron, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And that to me, that seems the most secure, the safest.
And anchored in the cement.
Yeah. So.
So yeah.
So the handrail would start from the back door.
Yes.
To the curb.
Yeah. I don't. And we could also look at doing one on the main walkway, but that's not quite as wide, I don't think. Right. Or we have all the plants there, and I just think maybe this is more suitable.
That can't be more than 25 feet, can it?
Mm-hmm. Not very long. But it's just, you know, so.
Is it gold?
Yeah.
Gold?
And I didn't bring my building folder, but I'll get that for you.
Well, let's see if we can get some other folks. Yeah. Because that's
so late. We have so many people.
People that could.
That work on.
Yeah, I know somebody else who might throw a hat in the ring. I'll check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to let you know soon, a few days.
And there was
here both.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I think maybe it's just me, but I think a word has been left out. You moved Julie Hoy to the position librarian. Did we say adult librarian, or did you just?
I said librarian here because she's also doing collection development for children, and I thought that was confusing.
Just leave it there.
Yeah, I thought if you just say librarian, it's sort of, it can cover.
Instead of designated librarian, just a.
Well, just right, yeah, because if you say adult.
I see.
That was my reasoning, but I'm.
You know, responsibilities are primarily to adults.
To adults, and the like adult programming.
Okay.
But she's also buying the books for the children in the movies. So.
Okay. She's having fun.
I think she is, yeah. The lighting is separate. That's Amos. Yeah.
Like the handrail.
There is lighting that we want to have put there, and Amos would put it there, yes.
So what was Amos's quote on? Put me on the spot, sorry.
Yeah. I could go get the folder that has it if you'd like. I can't.
I guess it's motion.
Yeah, and we want motion lights up on the porch, too, because that kind of saves power. And
yeah.
If someone decides they want to come up there and sleep, well, then that would prevent that from happening. You know? Yeah, so it was the outside.
That of the deer.
Porch. Yeah.
Well, this looks fine, I think. Describing what you've done, changes that have been made.
Okay, you were talking about. Is there something else I want to address? And I was sitting there going, I know there was something else. What was it? Technology plan. You know, I talked about
yes.
I had been just gathering information. And part of the strategic plan says to get a committee to work on that.
Yes.
We have a structure. We don't have to recreate the wheel on it. Like I said, I didn't realize there were so many technology plans in the files. I mean, I don't know how Marsha did it all, but there's like a bunch of different things that I brought them together.
Her baby.
Yeah. And I found a it's already set up, really, and organized, and I have books. There's two books I've been working out of. And so, if anyone here is interested in working with the technology plan, I'm going to have Julie come in, you know, and work on it as well. If anyone on the board wants to, just to get that committee so that we can start just gathering all the stuff into one place and creating the plan.
Do you want one person or two?
I think this is this is not that big. I mean, it's got what it's doing is big, but the size of the actual plan is not that big. That I think two people could do it.
Plus Julie, you're saying.
Yeah, well.
Plus you and Julie.
Well, maybe just, I think we could do it with three total people.
Okay.
You know, so like maybe one, if there was one board member that was interested. If Julie and I were to do it, and then another board member, if two board members want to do it, well, I'm not going to deny you the chance to.
Do we have someone who would like to do that?
Well, I'll volunteer to read it and give my opinion.
Okay, that would be good.
That's what you need, isn't it?
Yeah, and corrections, and if you think we're missing something. Yeah, okay.
All right. Last time we looked at the volunteer personnel policy, and we put that off until this meeting to make any changes or corrections.
I made one just based on what everyone had said, and I don't know if I got it exactly the way we were talking about doing it.
Okay.
Under punctuality and scheduling, volunteers that have to miss a shift.
Mm-hmm.
I took a bunch of stuff out, and then I just said, volunteers who are unable to keep a shift are encouraged to let us know at least 24 hours in advance, except in cases of emergency. That's how that paragraph used to have another couple of sentences.
Right, yeah.
I took those out and I just did this. I don't know if that's...
Well, I think that sounds fine to me. That's a pretty standard kind of thing that you do for the 24 hours or doctor's appointments and anything else. And I like the accepting cases of emergency because that does happen.
Yeah.
Well, because we didn't vote on it at all last time, we don't really need to talk about changes necessarily, but we need to look at the policy in general and see if there's anything else that you see that might be something that should be corrected or changed. I read through it and did not see anything that I felt needed to be changed.
Just curiosity, we talk about volunteers will be compensated for meals. Is that in the library cafeteria or somewhere else?
It's at Bush's Chicken over here. I guess that would be like if for some reason they were going to training.
That's
maybe.
What I thought, yeah.
Maybe we need to put that in there.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
It's going to be your call anyway.
Yeah. And usually we don't do that. It's usually just the staff going to the training. So.
We're going to reimburse them for their mileage?
I guess...
I would say that if the library director wants them to go into training, and it means even driving to Belton if necessary, or Temple, we got to pay it.
I think we need to
be more specific in that then, because I was thinking
just to get here.
Them to get here and go home, we're going to reimburse them. I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know,
they're volunteering.
Right.
Need to have for training. Expense reimbursement for training. I guess you could just add that in the title, and it might cover it all. meals?
Or training for volunteers. Training for volunteers will be compensated that way.
Well, that's all volunteers, so.
Volunteers who attend training, something like that?
That you could do, yes. Attending training or...
Or attending training.
I think it ought to be, out of town, shouldn't it?
Right. Like if it was in Waco or Austin, something like that.
I just say training out of town.
Just out of town.
Volunteers who attend training out of town.
There you go.
If you're coming to the Salado Public Library to get your training, it doesn't count.
Yeah. That doesn't count.
There's lunch.
Yeah.
And for automobile expenses related to out of town training.
Glad you.
Although the rate of reimbursement would be the most recent standard set by IRS. Or they could just take it if they itemize on their taxes, they could just take it off on their taxes.
Instead of will be, perhaps is based on the most recent. It's not necessarily that you're going to pay them. Not everybody's going to want to be paid. I've never asked for reimbursement for anything.
So
I'd be rich. I think.
Well, the only thing I have is in Temple, and when I send out mailings and stuff for friends, then I ask for reimbursement of my postage.
For the postage.
Well, those are big bucks.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Sometimes if I have to buy an ink cartridge or a...
Mm-hmm. Oh, especially ink cartridges.
Or paper or something like that.
So it would be for automobile expenses related to out-of-town training. The rate of reimbursement is based on the most recent standard?
Yes, I would use that. Not necessarily will be that they will get it, but it's based on that, don't you think? And that way they can apply for it if they... sound good to you? Okay. Yeah. At least we're not saying you're automatically going to be reimbursed.
And I just saw we do not take Veterans Day off. I don't know how I missed that.
Are you done?
No, we don't. Veterans Day, November 11th. We can, I guess. I don't think I have since I've been here.
Okay, you got Memorial, Labor Day, 4th of July. Yeah, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Do you want to wait until this is done before we approve this or do it next time? Or do you maybe, Jenny, perhaps you can send it in the mail?
Yeah.
And we can just say yes or no after the changes are made. How's that? So we'll just kind of handle that. Is that all right with everyone? Wait until it's officially written down. In an email. And we call on Nancy again. Do we have a friends report for this time?
We met on the 19th, I can't remember. And last week. And we have a little bit of repair that needs to be done to our building out there. We've had some water leaking in, of course, with all the rain and everything. It may not be an issue from this point on, but
it may never rain again.
It seems to be that the deluge has stopped now. So anyway, there was some water coming in where apparently there was a door on the, what side would that be?
The west side.
The west side of the
facing
building.
The library.
And that was closed up. And where that door was, there's water getting in on the floor. So we may have to do something there. And then we also discussed getting some quotes to do a
gutter.
A gutter to help with that, and possibly another new awning, which, you know, we used to have an awning there, a cute little awning, and it just finally wore out, and I think the wind ripped it off and tore it up. But, so those are the things we talked about, really nothing else of...
Talk about Joy of Chocolate, I mean...
Joy of Chocolate, Joy, yeah, it's going to be in...
Yes. Last week, January, right?
Yes.
Last weekend.
Is that Death by Chocolate?
No, it's not.
Well, they changed it to...
it's not going to be Death by, it's going to be Joy.
Joy.
Gotcha.
You don't want to kill people.
So, and since the village is not doing their wine and chocolate weekend anymore, there's no requirement that we have it in. Was it September?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can move it to when we want.
Right, January.
End of January.
That's a nice time. That's a good time when you need something to perk you up. Mm-hmm. Chocolate's so good.
Although it might sabotage some people's New Year's resolutions.
Well, do you still do this?
I stuck it.
No, unfortunately.
At some point, I would say, okay. All right. All right, for our next board meeting, we do have the budget. The budget's the biggest item next time, as far as we're... we'll have the CDs to look at, and that's probably not an additional item.
Well, I would have done it by then.
It will have already been.
You have, I think, 10 days.
I think you're right.
You have a grace period of 10 days but after the CD comes due or matures, and then you have to do something with it. So, or they'll just roll it right back over at whatever their going rate is.
0.00.
Yeah. So, I will only have until August 15th.
That's right.
So
we'll get a report of what you found.
So if it's all right with y'all, I'll just go with the best rate we can find.
Is that all right with everyone? Best rate she can do.
Yeah.
Anything else, Bill? Do you have something?
I do. I do have something. I finally made it to Galveston.
Oh, good.
I picked up the painting.
Oh,
did it... and you can see it's pretty good size. It's 41 inches wide. It's not a small painting.
Is this the painter?
No, that's the man that owns it. He's the third generation of the family. His grandfather had it painted for him.
Oh.
Supposedly that Mildred Barton Law is her name, that Dr. Welburn Barton's daughter painted several other pictures the same scene.
Oh my.
But I don't think they're very large. I think they're small. And supposedly Bell County Museum has three, and the museum here in Salado has one. And I looked at it the other day, and it's dark. It's dirty.
Very dirty.
It hadn't been cared for. It's not ripped or torn or anything like that, but just not a noticeable picture. That one is very bright and clear because
very
it's been
nice.
Well cared for.
Very nice.
Now,
where are we going to put this one?
Well, that's...
$24,000.
I've got some recommendations, but I would like to... you have the insurance policy, don't you, or do you keep it?
I have it right now.
Okay. I would like to contact them, the tech school, and I mean, that's who it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tech school. And ask them how, what kind of appraisal they need for a painting like this, to put a dollar value on it. That's what I'd like. What I'd like to get
Is there something we need to do to make that appraisal possible, or you'll just
Yeah, we have a gallery owner who deals in Texas art in San Antonio, and he now has a gallery in Fredericksburg. But I think the value of a painting like this also includes the historic value of it, the fact that it was painted by someone who was from Salado and has this as their background. And we've got two big paintings in the library.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the... McConnell?
B.J. McConnell.
Okay, at the far end. And at this end, we have that W.H. Slaughter. And that's the insured painting. I think $30,000 is what it's insured for. Since this is Salado, I'm just a suggestion would be to rotate the paintings.
Oh.
You know, not necessarily have one stay in that same location, but maybe in place of the Slaughter. This is a little smaller painting. Put this one up, and then put Slaughter away, and then maybe put Slaughter at the other end of the room, and put McConnell aside, and something like that, so that all the pictures, the paintings get to be viewed.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a silly question? Why is the picture of the McConnells there?
After he died, the family brought it to us, and Dr. McConnell and, well, they were both doctors, was very, he and his wife and other volunteers were the ones who started the library. And
The district. That's what.
Well, it started out, actually, there's pictures I found, now I can't find it, but of them building shelves.
Oh, yeah.
It started out. Yeah. And so and then when the district law was passed, he really pushed, and that's how we became a district.
Yeah.
And he, as long as he could, he would visit us. He got really sick, but even when he was really sick, he would still come in and visit us.
Well, is the family still here?
They're not in town. They're in Dallas, and there's someone in Austin, and I think there's someone out of state. They drive through. And they'll bring friends by to see it.
Now, Dr. McCall, the man, is, we have a portrait of him, too.
We have a photograph, and he's...
Oh, okay.
It's not a painting, no. Okay. It's like a studio portrait. And he was CTLS that we're members of. They even gave him an award for Outstanding Library Volunteer or something like that. And we have that up. I think rotating it would be interesting. Would keep the variety there.
I like
I'm wondering
idea.
About, and I've been trying, the phone number I had for the Dallas son, Robert McConnell, is not working, but I've been researching and the address is correct. Or not the phone number, the email that I had was not working. So I'm trying to get in touch with them just to make sure I have current contact. But they come in on trips back and forth. They'll stop in. My question is, how can we store these paintings
in between
to protect them?
Where's his portrait?
Who?
McConnell's.
Oh, his, it's...
I was in the conference room.
No, we took it out.
It used to be there.
It's, when you look at the fireplace down there on the right next to the windows, we just put, because it's not big, it's not big. We put that and the CTLS thing, plaque, just next to the window.
Well, they say the best place to put a painting is on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or not a storeroom or something like that.
No.
And
you were talking about, where do you keep them?
Right. Now, a thought that I had is over the map holder.
Yes.
There's a painting there that, it's one of these, and I think we could take it down. Nancy Shepherd.
Yeah.
And there's another one that I'm not sure the history of it at all, but we could also use that maybe, except her portrait might be too big for it. I don't know. I'd have to do some measuring. But that would be another way, too, you know.
Sure.
Just shift them around.
See y'all spending time.
It's time to move the picture.
Yeah.
Well, quarterly or something. It's not like monthly.
Yeah, like quarterly. Would that?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Or even half. Yes, quarterly, I think.
And people will might come to notice.
Yeah.
You know, that there's
like, where
to
go?
Here.
Yeah.
Or if you can find a way to get all of them on the wall, I'm for that.
See, that would be nice. Just have our little art gallery.
Well, maybe, yeah, this one perhaps could go over the map case.
How large is
that? That's 41 inches. That might.
Yeah,
we could probably.
Well, let's
like
just.
Oh, yeah, that would go.
Don't you just explore what would be best? And then,
we can go, yeah.
Next time we'll talk about what you've come up with. How's that?
We'll look at, yeah. And then if it's on the wall, then we know
sure.
that. I'm just worried about climate.
Uh-huh.
I had a heart attack before we added all this, and the offices, and we were still in that office back there. One day I just went, pulled myself straight up to the desk with my rolling, you know, chair, went, poof, and I had my legs out. And then about half an hour later, I looked down, and there was a painting, like, right there.
Oh.
That I don't know who had put it there. And it wasn't a valuable one. It wasn't one that would,
oh,
you know.
God.
But that scared me to death. What if I had been just that much over? What would I have done to that? You know, so. Okay, I'll check that. If that might work.
And
in that space.
We probably wouldn't. Our next SAR, he gave the painting to the Sons of the American Revolution, our Heart of Texas chapter, and asked us to donate it to the library. So our next meeting is like the 9th of September.
Okay.
So that's kind of the, you know, the goal is by then we want to have it insured if we can and ready to hang.
Do you want me to contact the TML about the insurance, what they need on that, or?
I'll do that, or give me the contact, and
okay.
I'll follow through and see what they want.
Okay.
I'm sure they're going to want a document.
Yeah.
From a gallery.
We don't know how much that painting is worth.
No, it's the first time it's left private hands. But it's been in their family since, I think, you know, the 1920s, 100 years.
Well, how nice. That
and
will be
this,
nice
this man's
to
family
have.
Is buried here in Salado Cemetery. Mm-hmm. Her last name is Love.
L-O-V-E.
Mm-hmm. There's several of them.
It would be good to have it.
And his father, his grandfather, the great-grandfather, I believe, was on the board of directors of the Grange when the Grange was here in Salado.
Right.
So he has ties to Salado. That's why he wants to do this.
Well, how nice.
Okay. I'll look into that.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Right. Any other thing before we... All right. Adjournment motion.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor.
All right.
Thank you.